Hello, everybody, and a very warm welcome to our service for the fourth Sunday of Lent, Mothering Sunday. And today in our service, we're going to be thinking about the challenges of being a mother in difficult circumstances. And hopefully, we're going to receive some insights from a lady in the Old Testament. So we welcome you wherever you're joining us from today, whether you're a mum or whether you're not. You are most welcome. And we're very conscious today that not all families are able to be together because of the restrictions. And so it is good to have your company with us as we worship together. Just wanted to make people aware of a number of notices for the week that is to come. On Monday afternoon, the funeral service takes place here in church of Jim Humphreys at 2:30. And due to restrictions, attendance is restricted to family, but the service will be live streamed on the St. Finian's website and YouTube channel. You'll be able to access the service at 2:30 on Monday. On Tuesday evening, our select vestry meet at 6:30 over Zoom. Wednesday is St. Patrick's Day, and there is a special virtual pilgrimage online from 10 o'clock on the Down Under Moor website, that special pilgrimage that always happens to celebrate St. Patrick's Day is an online event, as also is a special online service at 12 noon from Down Cathedral. And the speaker is Patrick Regan, and he'll be accompanied by Andy Flanagan. And the service is looking at that subject about when faith gets shaken. And I've read a number of Patrick's books, and it should be a very special event on St. Patrick's Day at 12 noon. On Thursday evening at 7:30, we have another of our midweek Lenten services. Over these next number of weeks, we're speaking with an army of ordinary people as we hear some stories of faith from within the congregation. That's on Thursday evening at 7:30. And next Sunday, our online service is the service of Holy Communion. But as we gather today to worship God, we are reminded in our first hymn of his presence with us in all the circumstances that we face, through all the changing scenes of life.
Oh,
Our service today is the service of morning prayer. Beloved in Christ, we come together today to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. So let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our psalm appointed for today is a portion of Psalm 34, and in this portion we are reminded that the Lord is close to those who are going through times of trouble. We're going to say together Psalm 34, verses 11 to 22. Come, my children, and listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is there who delights in life and longs for days to enjoy good things? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from lying words. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to root out the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears them, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and will save those who are crushed in spirit. Many are the troubles of the righteous. From them all will the Lord deliver them. He keeps all their bones so that not one of them is broken. But evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord ransoms the life of his servants and will condemn none who seek refuge in him. Our Old Testament reading today is from the book of Exodus, chapter 2, beginning to read at verse 1. Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. And the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." Here ends our Old Testament reading. And in response to that reading, we're going to reflect on the hymn, "Jesu, my Lord, my God, my all."
Thank you.
Last Monday was International Women's Day, and to celebrate that day, the people at the agency Tear Fund have made a video to share with us in our service today, and it showcases the way women have been encouraged in positions of leadership right around the world and the difference that they have made.
This International Women's Day, we want to celebrate how women across the world have been making an impact during what has been a very difficult year.
At Tear Fund, we believe all people are created equal, and we work with local communities to address power imbalances and create lasting change.
We know the difference it makes when women have the opportunity to lead and how that can help shape a more equal future.
Meet some of our team from across the world as they share their thoughts on what happens when women lead.
When women lead, we show our children that change is really possible.
When women lead, it helps to dismantle the tired, old, and ugly narrative that their gender limits them in some way.
When women lead, they give a great value to the balance, work, and life. They care about their team, they care about the well-being of their team, including the development of their personal skills, as well as their professional performance.
When women lead, they make things happen.
When women lead, they show more vision.
When women lead, more inclusive spaces are created at community level, spaces that ensure different voices are heard within the community. And when women lead, young girls are inspired. Their confidence increases, and they aspire to become leaders.
When women lead, the world celebrates, because it's seen as an act of revolution, not an act of humanity, and an expression of equality. And so when women lead, we have to fight twice as hard to have our voices heard and our leadership respected.
I believe that women leaders are more transformational while working alongside the men and being role model for the teams.
When women lead, we set the standard of equality for the next generation. And we show the world that leadership is not about gender at all.
So when women lead, there's more space to include other people's viewpoints, and the environment is more cooperative.
Lord, we thank you for the women in our lives and the way they have led, served, and blessed us over the past year.
We lift up to you areas of inequality where women are downtrodden, discriminated against, and ignored.
We thank you, Lord, for being our advocates. We ask you, O Lord, to help us challenge bias and pursue true equality. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We join together now to affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our special collect prayer for today, Mothering Sunday, the fourth Sunday in Lent. God of compassion, whose Son Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself, strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and in sorrow we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things, guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, in whom we live and move and have our being, we humbly pray that your Holy Spirit may so guide and govern us that in all the cares and occupations of our daily life, we may never forget your presence, but may remember that we are always walking in your sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Our next hymn reminds us of that truth that our Lord Jesus Christ lived among us as a member of a human family, Lord Jesus Christ.
You have come to us. You
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So we have arrived at another Mothering Sunday, and it's again a very strange one today because of the circumstances that we find ourselves in with this pandemic. It may well be a day for some of cards and flowers, perhaps of breakfast in bed, or maybe having a little bit more of a rest than normal. Perhaps too, it may be a day in which people say a simple thank you to all their mums for all that they do and all that they mean in their lives. But I'm conscious, even in saying these things, that today is often a very difficult day to celebrate in church. There will be some tuning into our service who will feel today very sharply the loss of their mum. And there will be others tuning in who would have loved to have had that opportunity to be a mum, but it never came their way for a whole variety of reasons. So I wanted us just to think together for a few moments today about our Old Testament reading. We hear in that reading about a woman who isn't actually named in the verses that we heard, but she is named later in the book of Exodus. But as we hear a little bit of her story this morning, she embodies some really beautiful qualities that are often displayed, I think, in mothers. But I guess that they're really things that we would all love to see more of in any of our lives. But first of all, by way of a little background, this incident that we heard of in our Old Testament reading, it took place in Egypt, where God's people, the Israelites, were in slavery. And it was truly a harsh regime under the ruling pharaohs. And the best that most Israelite families could hope for at the time was to get on with their lives as quietly as possible. It was all work, with no respite, no let up from their cruel oppressors, the Egyptians. And at the time, an order came from the ruling Pharaoh to the Hebrew midwives that if they saw a boy being delivered, they were to kill him. If it was a girl, they could live. And these Hebrew midwives didn't comply. And as the Israelites became more numerous, Pharaoh then said to his own people that if they saw a Hebrew boy, they were to throw him into the River Nile. So I hope that we can get this sense or this picture that these were indeed very dark and dangerous times when we meet the heroine of our story today. As I said, she's unnamed at this point, and we'll hear her name later in the book of Exodus. But just for everybody's sake, her name is Jochebed, and Jochebed is the mother of Moses. And the first quality that I see in this lady, Jochebed, that we might all take notice of today, is that she fought for her child. And having given birth to her son, she knew immediately that his life was in great danger. So she hid him and she protected him as best she could from danger. And it wasn't an easy decision, because by hiding him, she also put her own life and the life of her family in danger. And I wonder how often do we see this in the life of mothers in general? They are very often at the front line of fighting for their children's welfare. Whether that's doing things like organizing extra assistance in the classroom when they're struggling in school, or whether it's locking horns and battling with the medical profession when they're looking for a diagnosis or some answers about challenging medical conditions. It's very often mums who take on that role, just like Jochebed did, fighting against the odds for the welfare of their children and seeking what is best for them. And the second thing that I notice, and perhaps this is the most important of all, and if you take away nothing else, take away this, is that Jochebed entrusted her child to God. And in our story, it reaches that critical point at home where Moses can no longer be hidden. And so his mother lovingly makes this basket for him. She coats it with tar and pitch in order to make it waterproof. And she places her child gently on the river. And I suppose we have to think for a moment about what a terribly distressing moment this must have been for her as she puts her child there in this little basket on the river, not knowing what will become of him, but entrusting him to God. And that's a daily task, isn't it, for mums, entrusting their children to God. We'd all love to keep our children safe and wrapped in cotton wool, but eventually you do have to release them into the world to fend for themselves. And in truth, that is a difficult moment. And it seems particularly difficult in this situation when the child is just 3 months old. But if Moses stays in the house, he'll be discovered and immediately killed if Pharaoh's laws are to be obeyed. And so Jochebed does the best that she can to make him comfortable and releases him in his little floating basket, entrusting him to God. The third thing that I notice about Moses' mum, Jochebed, comes alongside this act of entrusting her precious boy to God. She seeks to give Moses the best opportunity that she possibly can in life. And how many mums are out there who would sacrifice their own comforts and luxuries to see that their child gets the best opportunities? In some of the terrible stories that I have read from aid agencies in times of famine and natural disaster, we often read of mothers literally giving everything they have in terms of food in order to give their children nourishment, and often not taking anything themselves. And this is surely a dreadful situation for any mother to find herself in. But Jochebed knew that this was her son's only chance of survival, as she could do no more for him, or she could not keep him safe. And to me, it is a truly remarkable and beautiful thing, the way that God honors her courage and her trust in him. And so as Pharaoh's daughter comes down to bathe and discovers the child in the basket, Moses' sister takes her courage in her hands and she approaches Pharaoh's daughter, offering to get a Hebrew woman to look after the child for her. And Moses' sister sees the tenderness that's there in Pharaoh's daughter, and she goes to get Jochebed. And so it transpires in the most amazing way that this little family is reunited, as Jochebed is told to nurse this child and to bring him up. And again, as the story progresses, we see Jochebed forsaking her own desires to give Moses the best opportunities, as she takes him to Pharaoh's daughter, and as he grows older, she hands him over to Pharaoh's daughter as a son. And so in this lovely story, we see someone fighting for the welfare of her child against the odds. We see her taking great personal risks and putting her child's needs before her own. She seeks to give him the best possible opportunities in life. And yet in having him at home in his early years, she herself was able to teach Moses to trust God and to instill good values in his life. And to me, that's a pretty good role model, not just for mothers, but for all of us, I believe, today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for mothers around the world this very day. We give thanks for those who gave us the gift of life. And we pray today for mums everywhere. We think of those who are perhaps separated from their children because of the current pandemic and the restrictions on traveling and getting together. We also pray for mums in hospitals or nursing homes, unable to see their children at present. We pray for all mums juggling working from home and homeschooling at the present time. We would pray, Lord, for your resources of grace, patience, and wisdom in all that they are trying to do. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We also want to pray especially for those who find today a very difficult day. We remember particularly all who have lost their mums. We think of those who would love to be mums, but never had that opportunity. And so we would ask, Lord, that you would come alongside all who find this day difficult in their pain. We also would pray for difficult family dynamics where people are estranged or experience hostility or cruelty. We pray for healing and hope and transformation in all of those situations where that is needed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray also today for all women in caring roles as we give thanks for their place in our lives. And so today we pray for aunts and grandmothers, for godmothers, neighbors, and teachers. We thank you for women who lead in church organizations and take their interest not just in us, but in all children around them. And so we want to pray also for mums who are in difficult situations today, where food and money are very limited, for mums who are looking after their families in refugee camps or bringing up families on their own. We pray for all who live in fear of violence or the effects of addiction. And we pray also for all agencies that offer help and support in these difficult situations, asking you to bless their work. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And we want to finally take a quiet moment now to pray for all those that we know who are sick or in trouble of any kind. We want to pray for those who have been bereaved in the past week, remembering especially the family and friends of Jim Humphreys, whose funeral will take place tomorrow afternoon here in the church in restricted circumstances. We also pray today for the family of Kay McDowell, who died at the weekend. And Lord, we would ask you to comfort these families in their sad loss. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And so, in a quiet moment, again, we just take this opportunity to bring people we care about into God's healing presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these, our prayers, for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Our next hymn is the hymn, Lord of the Home. Thank you for joining with us in our service today. And as our service draws to a close, we bow our heads for God's blessing. May Christ give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, and to take up your cross and follow him. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Our closing hymn for today's service, When All Thy Mercies, O My God.